We're joined by Dr. Justin Frank on Talk Louisiana, clinical professor of psychiatry at George Washington University at the Medical Center and a physician with more than 40 years of experience in psychoanalysis. He's a frequent contributor to Huffington Post and has served as a columnist for Time, Daily Beast, and Salon. And he is the author of the best-selling book, Bush on the Couch, as well as Obama on the Couch. And now we have Trump on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Good morning, Dr. Frank.
Good morning.
Well, Bush and Obama, like many U.S. presidents, I think they can be interpreted as being interesting and perhaps complex individuals. But does President Trump, does he take it to a new level?
Well, he takes it to a different level. I don't know. It is a new level, but it's mainly because there's such a paucity of biographical data and biographical information and such an amazing flooding of tweets and television things that it makes it much harder to do a psychoanalysis because I can't always relate what he's saying to his origins, but I can certainly look for patterns of behavior, which we all can. And as I said in my introduction to the book, I have to work with what I've got, which is this. We know a little bit about the mother, some more about the father, something about his younger brother and his older brother, but not a lot. So I had to really examine everything he said and written and tweeted and all of that. So it is different. And he throws out so many different ideas and so many different things that writing this book was a different kind of daunting task.
The book is Trump on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President, from Dr. Justin Frank of the George Washington University Medical Center. Now, the president has often, through the years, mentioned his father, who was quite a tycoon in his own right. His mother, though, is rarely mentioned. Does that mean anything?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, first of all, that his mother was rarely mentioned. In fact, on his desk at the White House for the first 4 months he was there as president, there was only a picture of his father and none of his mother until people started pointing that out to him. So there's something unconscious about forgetting about his mother from the beginning. And at the same time, when you look at him, pictures of him now and pictures of his mother when she was the age he's at, their hairdo is exactly the same. It's really striking. And there are other ways in which he's identified with her. When she was alive, she loved gold, she loved glitter, she loved luxury, and he's very much like that. But when he was a child, his mother was absent in some way. She was very involved with herself, but then she had a very terrible thing happen, which was when he was two, the next sibling was born, and she had a terrible hemorrhage in the hospital and almost died. She had four surgeries, and so she wasn't home. And so I think that he felt sort of betrayed in a way that she wasn't around.
A poll from NPR just a few weeks ago had the president's national popularity number at 50% among men, 28% among women, and it does appear that he does much better in relating to men than women, both
yes,
professionally and personally. He, after all, has been married three times, and as we know, he even with the third wife, right after she gave birth, the president was consorting with a pornographic film star. So
yes,
what about his past, his youth, has made him so apparently uneasy as far as developing strong relationships with women?
Well, the biggest thing, I think, is partly that his mother, really, he did feel abandoned. But I think that the other thing is, and that can make a person very angry and bitter. And one of the functions that parents have is that one parent takes turn protecting the child from the other, in a way. And I don't think his mother ever could step up and protect him from his father. She just didn't know what to do. And his father was a tyrant. That's the first thing. So he was very disappointed in women. The second thing is that he developed a grandiose need to see himself as safe and have an ideal self that he could reassure himself that he was powerful. And I think that when you're like that, you don't let yourself be dependent. You don't ever let yourself need another person. So as long as his first wife was putting food on the table right on time, he even wrote that he would blow up if the dinner wasn't there at 6:30 when he got home. But once Ivana was her name, stopped doing that because he got her a job and she became really a very efficient manager and quite involved with one of his properties, several of his properties, and he really felt betrayed. He felt abandoned. It was reliving the same kind of abandonment he felt as a child. So he's very angry at women and feels deprived, and so he compensated with a delusion of complete autonomy. So he really doesn't like women because he needs them, and he doesn't like feeling that. So he would rather develop contempt for them.
And his younger brother, who, as you state, is only a couple of years younger, Robert, is retired and stays completely out of the news, which is an amazing, amazing phenomenon. What's going on with the relationships Trump had with brother number one and has with brother number two?
Well, those are great questions. With brother number one, I think he envied brother number one first, because brother number one had his father's name. His brother was Trump Jr., Fred Jr., and Donald was never going to be Fred Jr. no matter what happened, because he was always Donald. The second thing with his oldest brother was he saw his oldest brother being at times browbeaten by father, criticized, attacked, then standing up to his father and getting further slammed to the point that he just sort of left the family in a way emotionally.
Well,
and Trump decided never to do that. He was going to obey his father, go along with him, never show any fear, but at the same time do whatever he said. So he developed a contempt. It was a defensive use of contempt for his older brother. In fact, when his older brother became a TWA pilot, which is a pretty cool thing to do, I would think, he and his father equated it to being a bus driver, flying a plane, and they had contempt for him. I think that that was defensive. I think the other thing that the older brother did was he became an alcoholic as a way of trying to manage his own anxieties and his own abuse from his father. So that relationship was complicated in that Trump also admired his older brother, who was charming and outgoing, at least when he was younger in college, and very popular and easygoing and relaxed in a way that Donald never was relaxed. He was always tense and always hyperactive as a child. The younger brother, Robert, is one of the reasons I wrote the book, because when Donald was 6 and Robert was 4, there's a famous story that they were building a big tower, and Donald needs some building blocks from his brother, and he took them. Brother gave them. But then when he took them, he glued them together so they could never be reused, and they belonged only to him. It was like stealing things from his brother. And I think that's why his brother's been in the background ever since.
Yeah, even though he is still alive and well and actually towers over his older brother. Trump is fourth in the birth order.
He's fourth of five, yes. And he's the firstborn after the war was over, after World War II. So in some ways, psychologically, a firstborn son after the war, even though his father didn't fight in the war, had a deep meaning for lots of families.
Well, is he a dangerous person? That's a question many are deliberating.
Yes, I think he is a dangerous person. And the reason is that he's impulsive, is one. And two, that he easily gets rattled, so he has a thin skin. And the third thing is that he does like to break things because he's angry at rules, at regulations. He is, every single person who has a rule is unconsciously his father. So he has to fight against it, and he fights against every rule. And some of the rules that we have, like the EPA to protect clean water and clean air, are necessary, and he hates them. He hates rules in the workplace. He hates rules, anything that involves a regulation he can't stand. That makes him dangerous. And he's dangerous to the FBI, to the CIA. He is really attacking certain institutions that we've learned to see as part of American structure, really.
Yet he has had enormous success in his life, and he did get elected president of the United States despite acting this way his whole life. How has he done it? How has he succeeded?
One of the ways he succeeded is that he began to believe he was the character he portrayed on The Apprentice. So he really did, even though that was a character and he read a script saying you're fired, he never said that spontaneously. It was all written for him. But he began to believe that he was that person. And I think that he really felt extremely powerful after that. He was rescued by that program after a series of bankruptcies.
You quote him,
I think that made him strong.
You quote him, Dr. Frank is saying, if you do not get even, you're just a schmuck. I love getting even. I get screwed all the time. I go after people. And you know what? People do not play around with me as much as they do with others. They know if they do, they're in for a big fight. Always get even.
Yes. And I think that that is very appealing to a lot of people who have felt screwed by the system. And so I think that's a great source of appeal he has to a huge segment of the population who's been inhibited. And he's essentially saying, you have permission now. You can just go ahead and be angry, be aggressive, and it's a very powerful message he gives.
The book is Trump on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President, from Dr. Justin Frank. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Dr. Frank.